Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. It is Terry Stacey along with Candace Preston from Joy's House filling in for Tina McIntosh, who stepped away for a bit. Hello, Candace.
Good morning.
Thank you for sticking around with
me.
I appreciate it. Glad to have Jean Leonard in the studio with us right now. Jean Leonard, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. We're going to talk about life at home after recovery and rehabilitation. Rehabilitation graduate from Brownsburg Meadows. And tell us what happened to get you into rehabilitation.
Well, I think that Indy Ortho Hospital, IHO, made the arrangements for me because they were talking about it and I was able to go up there. Oh, it was a wonderful experience for me.
It was a wonderful experience. Was it something that you were a little nervous about?
No, I wasn't nervous about it because I had reached the point where the pain was so terrific I couldn't stand it anymore.
What kind of pain were you having?
I had, it was like shock pains and I could only get my arms up about to my waist. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get dressed by myself and couldn't do my hair and couldn't get my jewelry on and off. And so I needed help, but the pain was like sharp, stabbing, jerking pains, and it was in my shoulders and arms and neck and back. And so I decided I had been independent long enough.
There you go.
And when I went to IOH, they did a marvelous job. I was there twice. I was there at Brownsburg Meadows twice, and I had both shoulder joints done, one in the fall and one in the spring. And I'm telling you, it was a wonderful experience. It really was.
How did you, do you live near Brownsburg, or how did you find Brownsburg Meadows?
No, I live in Speedway. Well, I think it came through IOH.
It did.
Yes, because they told me that that's where I was going. And I didn't care. I just wanted to get it
done. You wanted help. You just wanted to feel better.
Yes.
After hurting so much, you're just ready for somebody to take that pain away. And
14 years.
14 years.
From the time I fell and injured myself. And so it just got gradually worse.
Well, that is part of recovery and rehabilitation, which they do at Brownsburg Meadows. She's found her way to Brownsburg Meadows. And so when you talk about going in, do you stay overnight? Do you just go there for her rehabilitation, or how does it work?
Well, the first time around, I stayed there for 2 months or 2.5 months altogether. And then the second time around, instead of having people come from Greensburg, they made arrangements so that there were therapists who came up from the Greensburg area and Greenwood, not Greensburg, Greenwood area. And they gave me the therapy at home that I needed to continue and to finish off. But the second time I had surgery, I wanted to go back up. So I drove. I was able to drive. And I drove every appointment up to Brownsburg so that I could go there and stay with those therapists. Their attitudes are so positive and so pleasant. And I watched them, because I studied them, and they knew exactly what they were doing. And if anybody started to do something wrong, they immediately were there to help them. And they were so positive. That's the thing I think that's so important, is that they're positive with people. There were sometimes people who came in who were just downright negative, didn't want to do it, and they wanted to go home. And they were wonderful in talking to them and working with them. And we got to see a man come in who had not walked in 2 years.
Wow.
They had
goodness.
To bring equipment in. He had to be horizontal, and they had to lift him up and help him. And in working with him, it was wonderful. We cheered when he finally was able to take a step.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, you found friends there, not only that took care of you, but you also, it sounds like you found some friends among the other patients that were getting that rehabilitation.
Right, right.
And that makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. And everybody, it wasn't just the therapists, but it was the people who cleaned the rooms and the ones who did the clothes, washed the clothes, yeah. and brought them in, and the people who helped us with the meals, and it was really fun. I know that sounds strange, but we laughed well, and joked, and it was wonderful.
I think that's awesome. I'm sorry, Candace, go ahead.
I was going to say, it sounds like it's a good group out there at Brownsburg Meadows. But Jean, what was life like before you had your surgery and had to go into rehab?
Well, I did as much as I could. At church, I'm in the choir. I used to direct the choir, but I got to the point where I couldn't get my arms up. And so I was able to sing, and I helped in the genealogy library. We have a genealogy
library. Oh, I like that.
On Tuesday and Wednesdays from 3 to 8:30 at night. And we help people learn how to trace their ancestry.
Oh, I would love that.
Me too.
And I was able to do that. And I would take just medication to keep the pain down so that I could do it. And
I asked what life was like for you before your surgery.
Yes. But I had a lot of pain and couldn't go out and do a lot. So that's, it was very difficult not to be able to do as much. And I also got a group of the older ladies at church, and we feed the missionaries. We had sometimes six missionaries or eight. And so we would do that at my house. And so when I was gone, I just gave them the keys and said, we'll continue it. And so they took care of that. And now I can be there and help make food and everything and have things ready when they come. And I could not do that before. I couldn't even run the vacuum cleaner.
Joining us this morning is Jean Leonard. She is a rehabilitation graduate from Brownsburg Meadows and American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com for more information. And if I could just get off track for a minute, because I, like Candace, am so interested in the genealogy part. I'm sure you've traced your own genealogy.
This has been a continual thing for the past 40 years.
What have you found the most fascinating bit of information that you found about your own history and heritage?
Well, I don't have any exciting, shocking news. I don't have anybody that came over on the Mayflower or anything like that. But I do want to tell you that you can now do that. You can find, they have programs that do that and show how you're related to the people who signed the Constitution and things like that.
Yeah. Tina McIntosh, she took a little swab in her mouth and sent her DNA away, didn't she?
She did. And I'm thinking I'm going to do it soon, Terry. So I'll have to let you know. What kind of mud I am.
I think it's interesting stuff. Jean Leonard, and you have come a long way, my friend. How do you feel today?
Oh, I feel wonderful. I'm able to be vertical and doing things and can drive and come down here.
I love your spirit. And I think part of your spirit and attitude is what got you through all of it, too. Plus the good people there at American Senior Communities at Brownsburg Meadows. And before we let you go, is there anything else you want to talk about as far as that journey that you have been on in getting help and getting well and getting back on your feet again?
One of the things that helped me was that they had so many things available for you that you could do. You could go, they would take you shopping, and you could go out and eat sometimes, and they had activities that you could do with your hands. They had musicians come and play. I loved that. They'd play a guitar and sing or do something like that. They had constantly things there to keep you uplifted. I think that's one of the most important things.
Yeah, that's important.
I think so, too. Jean, what a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
So glad it all worked out for you. Jean Leonard, rehabilitation graduate. She got her diploma from Brownsburg Meadows and American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com. Today's top stories are next on 93 WIVC.